Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Big Ridge Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BRAU. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Bandrowski. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Big Ridge Gold does own and operate gold explorations in Newfoundland, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. The real focus is at this Hopebrook Gold Project in Newfoundland. Now, the project does have a resource on it, total indicated and inferred right around 950,000 ounces. And what's important about, especially a news release that came out just a week or two ago, October 13th, is the drill program that, from my understanding, is starting very soon at this Big Ridge Gold Project. Phase one, 25,000 meters. Again, from my understanding, this is an exploration program. You are stepping out from the known resource. You are even testing some new areas. Mike, take us through the overall strategy, first and foremost, on this phase one 25,000-meter program, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, guys. Look, the strategy for the drill program is, as you pointed out, is to expand the known resource, which is about 954,000 ounces at just under 5 grams. We're going to test three different areas. One is we'd like to combine the 240 and the mine zone. So there's a big gap between the two of them that we're going to be trying to, to link those two resources together near surface and at depth. And then the third target will be likely after Christmas. We're waiting for results from a recent geophysics program to help us further pinpoints and drill holes for the northeast extension, which we believe is an offset to the mine zone that was mined from 87 to 1997. So those are the three areas that we'll be targeting in this, minimum 25,000 meter drill program that'll be starting next week.
Mike, just let's dig in a little bit more to that northeast area that you're still waiting on some of the CSAMT results to come back for that. But how do you see that factoring into the growth of the deposit, providing that you see what you're looking for geologically there?
You know, it's hard to say right now. We know that it's a big mag anomaly, and the mag is from, I believe, 2013. It looks quite significant. So we recently completed a CSAMT program, and that was, not just on this northeast extension. It was across, starting from southwest, moving northeast across the entire deposit. But we want to take that data and hopefully we're able to determine where in space that target sits, so that when we do plot some drill holes, that it just increases the chance in being successful there.
How big is that gap between that 240 zone and the main zone? And again, has there been any drilling here, or is this really truly first pass drilling?
There's been sporadic drilling over the years. It actually wasn't resource drilling, though. It was drilling done by the past producers on the property. They had done some drilling to put in a decline, because their intent was to go mine the 240 zone. So they were, call it condemnation drilling. They were drilling to build that decline. It never got built, and they never did the underground development, and the mine shut down in 1997. So most of those holes didn't go into the deposit. They fell short of it. So we don't really have a ton of data, but there are mineralized holes in that gap, but they're pretty far apart and they're not near enough to be put into even, an inferred category at this point in time.
Well, Mike, to that point about them not going deep enough previously, and you mentioned that out of this 25,000 meters that you're going to do for your phase one drill program, some of them are going to be deeper targets and some of them are going to be more shallow. Just explain to everybody listening that some of the historic resources or resources you have in place are more open pit amenable, but then you're also doing some of these deeper drill targets. Would that be for a potential underground scenario? Just walk us through the balance of the more shallow holes versus the deeper holes.
Sure. So there's a couple of things at play here. I think the first one is our resource that we've stated in our technical report as of this past April, the 954,000 ounces. That is essentially an underground resource. It is the what we call the mine zone and the 240 zone. previous to that resource, there was an old technical report on CEDAR that has an open pit resource. It's constrained within a 0.5 gram per ton cutoff shell, and there's about another 710,000 ounces there, you know, in this open pit shell. It's not our technical report, but it is out there in the domain. So there is an opportunity for both aspects going forward. If and when this mine does get put into production, there will probably be an open pit and an underground scenario, just like there was when it was originally put into production. As far as size right now, I don't know. And that's our goal with the commencement of drilling here, is to see how big we can make an economic resource.
Mike, I also want to ask you a couple questions about some of the other highlights within that October 13th news release. First, with this area that has some shallow historic drilling, it's about 400 meters of strike west of the main zone, outside of the current resource. Old drilling has shown grades up to, some of the highlights here, a little over 4.5 grams per ton gold across almost 15 meters and 3 grams per ton gold across 18 meters. What's the attack strategy going to be here utilizing some of that past drilling?
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting area. It looks like it's an extension to the old open pit. There are, like you said, there's drill holes. There's about, I think, a half dozen to maybe eight of them in total. That like you said, 3 grams, 6 grams, 14 grams, all at surface. But over that 200 to 250 meter length, only having those few holes in it, obviously it's not in resource. So this is an area that we want to certainly tighten up and bring into a resource. We won't, it'll be probably, you know, not until a couple months from now before we hit it, depending on the weather. It is a wet area, so we want it to just firm up, and then we'll be able to put some holes in there, and hopefully we can show that it's bigger, that it's growing, and bring it into resource management.
Well, Mike, just walk people through just roughly what the priority targets will be and the batting order, because you have a couple different things here. You have that gap area you're going to be testing. You've got that northeastern extension. You've got the zone that's west of the main zone. What's the priority targets out of that 25,000 meters, and what will the sequence be?
Yeah, I think you'll see us first start to pull the mine zone toward the 240 zone, you know, a little deeper between, you know, 200 and 400 meters of depth kind of thing. And then, like I said, once the ground firms up a little bit, December, January, we'll start to focus on that old open pit extension and expanding that. And then the third target will be testing the northeast extension, which, has never really been tested before. So it could be, keep our fingers crossed that potentially it's a new discovery for us and we can add significant tonnage or ounces.
The big picture then, again, this is an exploration program. You are looking to build ounces, grow those ounces from the known resource that is closing in on 1 million ounces in Newfoundland too. Do you think that you will be issuing an updated resource at the end of this 25,000 meters, or are you going to be moving into another phase, a phase two program before that resource?
It's a good question. You know, we haven't put a date on a resource yet, but we're going to get going here. We'll be drilling, you know, for the next couple months. We'll try and get everyone off the property maybe the second week in December, send everyone home for Christmas, and maybe that'll give us, you know, a couple weeks to review what we know at that point in time. And it might be a decision we make around that timeline to and when we come out with an updated resource estimate. But there will be one in 2022 for sure, just not sure on the exact date at this point in time.
So, Mike, we've heard some, I guess, rumors, or at least some analysis being that there are some easy ounces to add to a resource from that old existing open pit. I know that there is some public information out there, but can you bring us through just maybe some of these ounces that could be added that maybe don't cost as much to bring into the resource, please?
Sure. I mean, like I said, these ounces, these open pit ounces, are actually already in a compliant resource estimate. They were not done by us, and they're not stated in our technical report, But they are from 2012 and we found in on Cedar under Coastal Gold, and there's over 1 million ounces, which a little over 700,000 of them are in a constrained pit shell, and then another 300,000 odd ounces fall below the pit shell. So that's an area, obviously, that open pit's certainly an area of interest to us, and hopefully getting that into a resource as well next year. And then expanding on what we know at depth, because the 240 and the mine zone are open in pretty much every direction. So there's a great opportunity to expand on the underground resource as well.
Well, Mike, just remind folks of what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and what the budget will be for this exploration program, and how far are you funded forward with it?
You know, right now we've got, you know, well over $10 million in the bank. We've got another $750,000 we're expecting next month from our transaction with Clarity Gold, and another $1 million in stock from them. We've also got another $4.5 million in warrants that are in the money right now. So we're in fantastic shape. Our program are 25,000 meters, you know, corporate overhead, can't cost everything. So we think we'll spend roughly $6 million over the next five quarters. So we're, you know, we're well funded for that, and we should have a strong treasury exiting the end of next year as well.
All right, Mike, we appreciate the update here, and please keep us up to date on future news, especially around this drill program at the Hopebrook Gold Project. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Mike, thanks again for your time, and again, keep us up to date on future news.
Yeah, thanks for having me.